And it's that time, ladies and gentlemen.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
We're going to start things off with Danny this morning from the Peer Area Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, good morning.
How are you? Good, good. We did. Let's talk about, well, first of all, let's talk about the wonderful world of walleye. Let's talk about that.
It is today, tomorrow, and then I believe Saturday. And so they actually just launched here about 3 minutes ago from Downs Marina. And so if anyone's interested in checking out the weigh-ins tonight, those will be at Steamboat Park at 3:30 p.m. is when we'll start. And I'll be out there taking some pictures and photographing everyone who comes in. But yeah, we're super excited.
You fish?
I do.
Do you?
Not avidly. I'm not crazy about it, but mm-hmm. I will absolutely fish.
Do you like eating fish?
Mm.
No?
I don't know if it's safe to say that in pure.
Maybe. Well, it all depends. I mean, it's a personal taste. Do you like lutefisk?
I don't even know what that is, if I'm being honest.
Oh, my gosh.
I know the horrors.
There is. Okay, and anyway, we can talk about that some other time. Let's talk about, okay, so we've got that going on. How long is that supposed to be going on?
So that'll be going on till this Saturday. And so everyone can come down to the weigh-ins at 3:30 at the Steamboat Park at the amphitheater.
Okay. So. And so that's going on. Let's see, the Rooster Rush decorating.
Yes.
Everybody gets into the spirit of that.
Yes. So we just started fully advertising for it for any of our businesses in town who are interested. We do every year for the Rooster Rush Week, which is a part of South Dakota Tourism. They have a decorating contest as one of the events and different things to set up. And so what we will do is we will go around to the businesses who have decided to submit their business as part of the competition. And on October 16th and 17th, we will be going ahead to take those photos. And then you can submit your business to Miranda Panzer, our tourism director. She will get you guys all signed up and ready to go. And then we will do voting, and it'll be community voting, on our Facebook page October 18th through October 20th. And then once we roll around on the 20th, the full winner will be announced at our Ringneck Roundup event, which is going to be a free soup feed benefit from 4 o'clock to 8 p.m. at the Missouri River Event Center.
Yeah, that was a good segue.
Yeah,
it was a solid segue to the next event.
Nice. And hey, right. It's all part of Rooster Rush and Ringneck Roundup. So we are super excited for it. And I know the soup feed is going to go to a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. It will be, I think it's No Hunters Left Hungry, something along those lines. I don't swear by that name, but it's going to be going to a hunting nonprofit. And so we're super excited for it.
Okay. Something else you're super excited for is meeting the public. You have an open house coming up.
Yes. So amongst Rooster Rush Week, we will be doing a full open house for anyone to come in and meet the chamber staff. We're going to have lots of refreshments and fun little activities going on. And then we will have some of our different events that we've got coming up here for the next year of 2024. And for anyone who's just interested and just coming to meet us and have a good time, we're super, super excited for that one as well.
All right. Okay. Anything else on the forefront that's going to be coming up? Anything that you're...
You know, we're going to have some ribbon cuttings up here in November. Mm-hmm. So that'll be going up in November. And then I suppose, this upcoming week, we will have the Goodwill 100-year ribbon cutting. So we're super, super jacked to join them for that. And we will be doing... it'll be a ribbon cutting, and they will have lunch provided until it runs out. And that'll go from 11 to, I believe, 1 p.m. But then the live ribbon cutting on our Facebook page is going to be at noon.
Okay.
So that'll be our closest ribbon cutting. And then we've got two more coming up here in November. So,
okay. How does somebody get to be a part of the chamber?
Well, you just got to go down to the chamber, give us a call, and you can get a hold of myself. I am the member services director, and so I will happily kind of explain everything to you and give you the lowdown and all that there is about the chamber and all of our memberships and what we do and how we are a part of the peer community.
It is. It's a good part. It's good for parts, for people to be a part of the chamber, to get involved in the chamber, because, I mean, how many times do we have those experiences where we got, I didn't even know we had this business in town?
Yep.
The chamber would
Oh, yeah.
What, you know, yep, there's directories, there's stuff like that, yeah, that the chamber would have.
Yeah, we definitely, we keep up on that stuff a lot. And lately we have been really, really beefing into our community calendar a lot and really making that more of a solid hub for people to go to, and just making sure we're finding all of those small little businesses who don't necessarily have the time to be, you know, marketing for it. And so we're here to help market for them and just have a seat at the table.
Yeah, because what a lot of people don't realize, too, is when walleye events, when stuff like that comes through, everything always is going to be filtered through the chamber at some point.
Yep, a lot of them definitely get filtered through us, and we always want to help, especially on that side of promoting it and promoting yourself and your business and making sure that you guys are getting, you know, everything that you possibly can out of us and our community and how amazing it is. Yep. So.
It is. It really is. Thanks for coming in, Danny, and talking with us. And,
thank you for having
us. And again, we are excited about the Walleye Championship going on today.
Yes. Yep,
right now,
today.
As we speak.
Yes, as we speak. They just launched out of the marina, so definitely go check that out tonight at 3:30.
All right. And People in the Neighborhood brought to you by Lee Real Estate.
This is Meredith at Lee Real Estate. Now is the time for you to list your home with Lee Real Estate. We have buyers looking for homes in all price ranges, with many homes selling very quickly. If you've been thinking about selling your home, give us a call and we'll do a free market analysis and give you the best information to get the best price for your home. And buyers, we have the homes you're looking for, or we will find it for you. Check us out on Facebook at Lee Real Estate Pier, or find us at LeeRealEstatePier.com.
All right, Shane Cramie up next. Shane Cramie.
Yes. Good morning.
And we have some horse racing.
We have a little bit about horse racing, and would like to start out by wishing all the fishermen the best of luck today, and thanks for coming to our community and putting that deal on, and also like to wish the Stanley County Buffaloes are going to have their homecoming this week.
That's right.
So they will be the volleyball team will be going to Cologne this evening,
mm-hmm.
and then we will welcome Lemon to town for Friday night football.
Okay. I haven't been keeping up. Is Lemon any good this year?
I believe they are.
Are they?
Yes.
Okay, well, at least it'll be a good game.
Yeah, it should be.
We hope so.
Yep,
we hope so. Okay, well, let's talk about horse racing. That is something unique to our town.
It is, and we're right on top of it. We're going to do it this weekend at the Stanley County Fairgrounds. It's going to be October 7th and 8th, post time 1 o'clock Central both days. We're going to open those doors about 11 o'clock. Our concessions open about 11:30. We are going to have plenty of hot coffee and hot chocolate on board to get you warmed up. It's going to get cool that morning.
It is. It is. Very cool that morning.
I think there's a freeze warning. But
we have a freeze warning. It'll be over with at 9 o'clock.
We're going to get rid of the flies. That's what's going to happen. and those horses will be all fresh and ready to compete. They'll be swishing their tails and ready to race when
there
it comes
you go.
Time.
There you go. You ordered this weather special for us.
Well, I wouldn't like to take credit for that, but... Yeah. Yes, okay, I will.
Except if it's destroy somebody's tomatoes.
Well, they'll just have to cover them up.
Yeah, then that's right. Okay, so we've got that going to be coming up. What else you got?
That is, we got over 80 horses that will compete. So we have 6 races on Saturday, 7 races on Sunday. We took entries, had a great interest with these horses, over $100,000 to be paid out in purses and incentives. So come on over, watch these horses gallop around the racetrack, listen to them compete, hear them, see them, taste them, feel them, feel that hoofbeat.
All right. So, right. So that's going on. Am I missing anything?
I don't believe so.
Okay. All right. So is Shane Cramie once again here with that, and anything else coming up to the rodeo over there, over that in the neck of the woods?
Not. This is about the last event of the year at the fairgrounds.
Okay.
And Oahe Hockey coming into the Expo Center, getting stuff set up, so that'll be happening pretty quick as well.
Oh, stuff going on in Fort Pierre. Shane, thanks for coming in and talking with us this morning. People in the Neighborhood, once again, brought to you by Lee Real Estate. We have more of your favorite country still to come. Keep it right here on 1060 KGFX.
No one covers more high school sports or covers them better than DRG Media Group.
Pump fake going long right. Where's Bothwell at the 40? Caught it! 30, 20, nobody near him. Touchdown, Stanley County.
Tomorrow night, it's homecoming football for the Stanley County Buffaloes hosting Lemon McIntosh at Oldie Williamson Field. Tomorrow night at 6:30 on 1060 103.1 KGFX. See it at the KGFX page of the DRG News app and drgnews.com.